Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We'll have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word. And I'd like to thank Jesus tonight that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. I thank Jesus tonight that he have never left me, nor he have never forsaken me, that I can boldly say that he's my helper and he's my keeper. And I just need to speak with you before she comes forth to give you a powerful word from the Lord is in regards to it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm speaking to the ones out there that know Christ and know who Christ is in your life and have what Christ has been in your life. It's not too late to get it right and to stop being foolish and stop being a hypocrite. Stop being a hypocrite and get it right and truly repent of your sins and truly get forgiveness from Christ and go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ. I'm just going to read a little bit of Romans, the second chapter, because it's a lot of hypocrisy that's going forth in the church world, and it's not too late to get it right, because you know who I'm speaking with tonight. You have a form of godliness, you deny the power of God, you judge other people when you're doing the same thing that you're judging other people for doing. It's just a mess, but it's not too late, because Christ has given us all a right to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I want to do better. I want to do the right thing, but you must confess your sins to one another. You must confess your sins to Christ and go to your brother and sister that you have hurt and wounded and get it right and just do the right thing and stop judging other people when you're doing the same thing. It's just a sad state of affairs that we're in regards to hypocrisy. And I'm just going to read Romans, the second chapter. Therefore, you are an excusable old man, whoever you are, who judge for and wherever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you judge practice the same things, but we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this old man who judge those who practice such things and do the same thing that you will escape the judgment of God? Absolutely not. You will not escape the judgment of God. You sit up in the pulpits and you sit there and you talk about your brothers and sisters and you're in a worse state that they are in. And you do these things, you judge those who practice such things and doing the same thing, you will be escaped the judgment of God. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads to repentance? You need to repent of what you're doing to your brothers and sisters to try to condemn them and try to, instead of building them up and trying to get them to basically be better and getting yourself together first. But in accordance with your hardness and your impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in a day of wrath. In a day of wrath and a revelation of righteousness, judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance and doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. I'm telling you out there right now, it's not too late. It's not too late to be real for Christ. It's not too late to be real for Christ. And I don't know how many times I can do that and say that and express it in my mind, express it to you. But the urgency is there to be real. Be real, women and men, for Christ. Do the will and purpose of Christ. Use the gifts and talents that the Lord has given you for the uplifting of the kingdom and tear the kingdom of Satan down. Without any further ado, I'm going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word.
Amen. We thank God for that word that Prophet has brought forth. I'm going to be in Acts chapter 4, verses 29. And I'm going to read this brief scripture here. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul, and neither said any of them that had aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. So blessed be the reading of that word. And I'm just going to continue on where Prophet left off, but just continue to reiterate that we must stand up for holiness and for righteousness and put down the hypocrisy. I know there's a lot of things that we see that go on. And the first thing that we want to do, we want to talk about it, but we don't want to be about it. And now's the time more than ever to cry out to the Lord. But at the same time, the enemy will try and play on our minds in regards to that we're not good enough and things like that. But that's what the Lord is here for. And I continue to hear the Lord saying that it's already been done. And so we have to recognize that it's already been done in the spirit in regards to all the healing that needs to be done, all of the deliverance that needs to take place. But we need to reach up and grab a hold of the hand of Christ. And we need to stop talking about things in regards to hypocrisy, talking about our brothers and our sisters. And this is when we come together in unity and we pray and we worship and we begin to seek the face of God. And this is should be a lifestyle, a way of life, people. And we shouldn't have a reluctance or a hesitation to do it and sit here and wait for the Lord to come up and out of the sky and say, behold, or behold this or behold that, when he's already done the work. And I continue to hear it being said that he has already done the work. It's finished. And many of us, we don't preach the cross anymore. It's like something that's just so redundant. And we downplay it sometimes, like when that's where all of the power is. This been done on the cross already. And this is something that we need to continue to keep in the forefront and the front and center, because all of the transgressions, all of the sufferings, all of every iniquity, it's already been done. It's already been paid for on the cross. The redemption is there, the healing, the deliverance, the miracles, signs, and wonders are there. And because of that, and because Jesus is risen, is why he has granted to unto us the power and the authority to go forth in his name doing these miracles, signs, and wonders. And they follow the believer. And so it's time for the believers to take a stand. Amen. Because many of the false prophets, the false teachers, all of these people who we talk about, they've already gone forth and they're going to do what they're going to do. They're doing their job, and we have to stand up and we have to be counted and we have to do our job, because many of us have our hands out and we desire the hand of Christ, but we don't desire to really seek after his face and really just seek that the true relationship with him, the intimacy that comes with a true relationship of Christ, where all of these signs, these miracles and wonders take place. This is a personal relationship. And I know you've heard this being said before, but with a personal relationship, you have to know that he is there and that works are required. That means works of righteousness is required. That means that you're doing it because you are sincere and that you love him and that all of your works are done in love, and you're doing it not because you want to receive something. But we know that he is our exceedingly great reward. And so all of the things that we're doing, we're seeking after his holiness. We're seeking after his righteousness. We're desiring to please him. We're not desiring to seek his hand, but we already know what our reward is in heaven. But we need to be seeking after him for his spirit. And we need to continue to seek after him more and more and more for his spirit, and continue to stir up the gifts that he has given unto us by his spirit. It all comes with his spirit. But we cannot allow the enemy to start to steal, because he does come to steal, kill, and destroy. We cannot allow him to steal that intimacy that we have with Christ. Amen. And we need to continue to recognize and keep that in our forefront, that Jesus has already paid the price. And if we do not continue to hold on to his unchanging hand and to continue to allow his spirit to manifest in our lives completely, I mean really completely, then what's going to happen is we allow the enemy to creep in, and depression creeps in, because then we try to establish our own righteousness. Amen. I want to give you a brief scripture real quick before I close out in this, in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 8. And it says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I'll say that again, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And so we have to walk forth knowing that he's paid the price, but we should have a nothing to lose mentality. And what I mean by that is that it's already lost and we're counting it gain. Sometimes to lose is really to gain. So we need to recognize that it's already the loss is there. Because why? Because we have died to the flesh and we're allowing to have Christ increase within us. As Paul said, I decrease and I die daily. That is no longer I, but it's Christ that live within me. And so if that death have already taken place, then what do you have to lose as a dead man, right? Okay, so now you're going forth and Christ by his spirit is doing all of the work in you. And so this is what should be taking place in the front and center in our lives right now is not the natural things, but the spiritual things should be manifesting in our lives. And if it's not, then that means that the enemy is having an advantage and he should not have an advantage. He should have the disadvantage. But we as the people with the power of God should have the advantage over the enemy. And it's up to us to not sit back and watch what the enemy is doing and having that reluctance and that hesitation, but that we go forth in the power and authority that the Lord has given unto us. Keep in mind, if we're really decreasing and we're dying to the flesh and we're saying, Lord, create in us a clean heart, renew a righteous spirit within me, order my steps, transform me by the renewing of my mind. Amen. If we're allowing the Lord and his spirit to have full reign in our lives, then where is the hesitation? Where is the reluctance? Because he is the originator of all great things. He is the originator of all power, all authority, all wisdom, and all knowledge. So how can we go wrong? It goes wrong when we try to establish our own righteousness. Amen. But when we know it's the righteousness of Christ and it's by his will and his purpose, his authority that we are doing things, then there is no failure in Christ. Amen. When we're going forth and being obedient to do and put forth the will and purpose of Christ, there is no failure in Christ. And he has said this to us on numerous occasions. So I'm here to tell you yet again as an encouragement in the faith to continue to do what the Lord has told us to do. We must go forth speaking the word out of our mouths in season and out of season, using the power and authority that the Lord has given us by his Holy Spirit, and not just talking about things in hypocrisy, but actually being about it. And when we see things going on, then we're praying about it. We're asking the Lord. We're crying out in our spirit, man, Lord, change me. Renew a righteous spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Amen. So that we are able to be effectively ministers of one another. Amen. And we're able to encourage our brothers and sisters in the faith because we're supposed to be walking testimonies. They're supposed to see our righteousness and see our goodness. They're supposed to see our light shine, that men and women will see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. How can we say that we're Christians, but the life that we're leading is showing something else? And it's we understand we have shortcomings in the flesh, but people should see us striving. They should see some difference in us. This is the whole reason. If you go back to your first love and remember where you came from when the Lord first saved you, there's a reason why you came to him and you cried out, change me, renew me, restore me, put away the old man. These are the things that happened when you were restored, when you were reconciled unto him. And you got to go forth to the old ways of doing things when he first saved you and remember that place that you were at and go forth from there and say, okay, Lord, humble me, renew a righteous spirit within me. Take me back to that place, amen, where I'm able to show forth purified love. I could get back to that place of zeal where I'm not operating in hypocrisy. I'm not allowing the enemy to manipulate and control, but I'm just want to tell somebody of your goodness and the greatness and your patience and your long suffering, and that we're utilizing the fruits of the spirit one with another, because many of us have, as the Bible said, one will chase a thousand. And we don't realize that we are ministers. We don't have to have a title to be ministers because our witness is supposed to show forth through the other people. We should have 1,000 people that are already within the spirit realm ready to be saved because of the righteousness that we're walking in. So the work has already been done, people, but it's important for us to now go forth in our righteousness as the Lord has called us to do, and for us to do our job so that the spirit can take hold and do its job. Amen. That way all of us as one body can come together in unity like we're supposed to. But again, I'm saying the same things, maybe a little bit differently this time. Be encouraged in the Lord and do his will and purpose. Speak his word out of your mouth and put the enemy to flight. In Jesus' name.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.